You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. Yeah, how about that? Thanksgiving, already upon us. So for the third time, welcome to the Thanksgiving house of All Marine Radio. I was just watching some video from Tijuana, Mexico. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in those cities, those ports of entry, where all of a sudden there's been migrants in line, right? Not all of a sudden, but there's been migrants in line. And this caravan rolls in. First of all, the predators that exist in border cities. Yikes. And you know they're going to get theirs. Whatever that is. In assault, in rape. So whatever happens down there ain't going to be good. On that note, good morning to you. Yeah, it's pretty interesting in the reaction of the citizens of Tijuana. You know, all of a sudden we're inundated of this wave of people that somebody sent up here, and now it's our problem. So it kind of highlights, if I was the Mexican government, I'd be pissed at the government's south of us. Get your shit together, man. We're tired of dealing with your garbage because you can't get your act together. And now, again, just a physical issue of where do those people go? Let's just say in Tijuana it's 3,000 people all of a sudden show up. Where do they go? Okay, so where do you locate them? Where do they go to the bathroom? Who pays for that? City of Tijuana? Who feeds them? They don't have any money. If they don't get fed, guess what they're going to do? They're going to start stealing food. Not like they're going to go hungry. So, anyway. And the humanitarians among us would say it's a humanitarian crisis. Okay, got it. But who organizes shit? And again, protesting like it's their right to come to the United States. You watch it and it's just, And again, if I was in Central America, my ass would be coming across this border. If I was in the same circumstances, I would not. I ain't going out like this. I'll grab my shit. I'll pack my shit. I'm going to the United States. I don't care. I don't care if they deport me 5, 6, 7, 8 times. I'll get into that son of a bitch. Yeah. I'll get in. And then I'll play it from there. So I got it. But what we've done by not securing our border is made it easy, you know, that just walk in there. Walk in there and turn yourself over. That's all you got to do. You either got to say asylum or get caught. And they'll release you into the United States and then you never come back. So, I don't know. And then Mexico pays a price for it. The other countries down there are, they're not, you know, again, are they without blame? Well, if you talk to people involved in Southcom, they'll tell you a big problem, a big cause of the instability is the drug appetite of the United States. The murder rate in Honduras is 90% higher than it is in the west of the hemisphere because of the drug trade. And you know, and the attitude of those who traffic in drugs is, hey, we already bought this country, right? Don't even think that you're gonna like take it back or renege on that promise. Yeah. So so you watch it play out in real life and you're just like, yikes, what happened? And like, Mexico is not the same sympathetic group of human beings that the United States is. I mean, Mexican people are wonderful people and all that. However, if it's us or you, guess what? It's us. It ain't you. So, anyway, so it'll be interesting to see what, and then what is the hue and cry from the United States? Is the hue and cry, oh my God, look what we've caused. We need to take all these people in. I'm sure that will come from somewhere. So, but the Democrats don't seem to be too concerned about whether it be security along the border or the problems that get created because of security along the border. I haven't seen, and I don't know when that reality series about the border is going to start. I should probably investigate that. But while I was reading this morning, I thought, you know what? Now, with the House and the Senate split, maybe that's the appropriate set of circumstances when something could actually get done about the border. Well, why do you say that, Mac? Well, because you can share the victory lap, right? Mm-hmm. You can share the victory lap. The Democrats can say this would have never got done without us. Look what we did. The Republicans could say it's about time they came to the table. But the reason that the Democrats couldn't play was because when the Republicans own everything, what's the narrative going to be? Trump delivered the wall. He rolled the Democrats. Blah, 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 blah. We can't have that. Now, you know, whoever becomes the Speaker of the House, whether it's Ms. Pelosi or not, they can stand up and crow and say, you know, we delivered on what we said we would do relative to this. And what we had to give up was the funding for the wall. You know, blah, 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 blah. So, maybe, because it's split, and they can both claim credit, maybe we can get after this problem. Man, Mac solution. It's amazing how far ahead I am of people. And I say that with all humility, but I see them come to conclusions that I like. It would behoove more people to listen to All Marine Radio. Seriously. Right, so here's the border solution. Forgive me if you've already heard this. First thing is security. So, and it would be a wall in some places, blah, 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 blah. But you've got to, first of all, control the border. You've got to control your border, turn it into something that is manageable. Okay, so that's step one. Step two is the dreamers get a path to citizenship. All right, and you lay that path out, blah, 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 blah. So there's the dreamers are done. The people that are in here illegally, okay, they will not become citizens. They will get, as long as they're not criminals, they will get permanent legal status in this country. And we move beyond that. The only other course of action that you would never get past is they would be deported as they're caught doing something, as is the current situation, if they're criminals. And then we just look the other way on everybody else. That's the status quo. To me, the country needs to get beyond this. Okay? And I know, I can hear people screaming, out of my cold, dead hands. Okay, if that's the way you want it to be, that's fine. But the vast majority of the nation wants this dealt with and moved beyond. The key, though, is you can't do it again. That's why border security is a significant item of it. We're not doing this again in 3 years. Okay? One and done. Boom. Lock that thing up or tighten it up so we slow this thing down to a trickle, and we're done. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. It's going to be a fast show. The chef's going to join us here in about 17 minutes, and we're going to do a little Thanksgiving food reminders, okay? So you're going to get coached throughout the week, you know, what you should be doing today. And so we'll do that. And then I don't know if you saw the headlines, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff spoke at a forum in Halifax on Saturday. So you'll hear from him today. And he had very interesting things to say about, although he doesn't speak about Google, he doesn't say the word Google, he's speaking to Google. Very interesting things to say about that, him. So you'll hear him in long format today. And as normal, I mean, he's awesome. And the way he lays out the issues and, my own opinion, obviously, is that should be required listening for anybody who does comment or write about national security issues is to watch these things on a regular basis. And then, the governor's going to join us. So it'll be a quick day. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, I think we're doing Thanksgiving stuff. What does that mean? Well, what it means is we're going to have people on to talk about what they're thankful for. But people you know, people that have come on the program. So we'll do a little bit of that. And then best of on Thursday and Friday. Notre Dame plays USC on Saturday. I'm trying to attend that game. Notre Dame's got a quarterback by the name of Book who's from Sacramento, or just outside Sacramento. And dude's a player, man. He's a quarterback. Yep, he's a player. So, anyway, Notre Dame beat Syracuse in Yankee Stadium on Saturday. Boom. Yes. Syracuse ranked 11th or 13th in the country. Not so much. Their quarterback got hurt, but they did not look like they were that good. Maybe they had an off day. So, to all you Syracuse fans, sorry about that. And United States Marine Corps band makes it official this morning. Good morning to you. this is dedicated to Thanksgiving. We all just be mindful of what you have to be thankful for, even in difficult times. I think that we all should stop and thank God or thank the green energy or thank the monkeys, whoever you thank. For one, the those of us that I know, there's people that listen internationally. So for those of us who've been born in the United States, to be so blessed to be born in a country that you can be what you want to be, that's ruled in a democratic way. You know, obviously your health, the health of your family, and so, or whatever it is. So just dedicated to that idea of this national holiday we celebrate in the United States, one that goes back to before our founding fathers of the nation, the idea of giving thanks. So this is dedicated to that idea.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. He goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time to check the weather. You know, well, during I love that little montage. I listen to it every day, man. I love it. I love Sergeant Major Canley. It's not do as I say, it's do as I do. Boom. Exactly. Anyway, I love that stuff. I love the sec def. He always makes me laugh every day. This is Vod could be a lot better speech. You got to get a new line. It's out there too much in the public. Probably sitting and thinking, man, I hate YouTube. Like, out in all my material. This is the number one story in Early Bird. Number one, NATO official warns EU force would be unwise. Unwise? Okay. They can't afford it. They can't afford it. Look, Germany doesn't contribute 2% to NATO, right? And all NATO is doing is using organic German forces. So they're going to spend more than 2% on their own EU force? I doubt it. France going to do that? I doubt it. You're going to replicate all the other things that NATO has? Command and control, joint staff, blah blah blah. You going to do all that? No. It's a joke. Right? Macron is a joke. He's a young man who's grasping at straws, trying to be a big leader, and he ain't. Clown, hey, clown statement, bro. In the words of Bryce Harper. Junior Walker, I like the saxophones of that. All right, the weather. Clouds in 46 in Quantico. It is cloudy in 55 at Camp Lejeune. It is cloudy in 42 in Granbury, so cold in Granbury. It is, partly sunny in 50 and 29 Palms. It is cloudy in 44 at Camp Pendleton. Dark cloudy and 70 in Okinawa, Japan. In the city of Ramadi, in the province of Al-Anbar, it is dark, cloudy, and 64 degrees. Yeah, very much like California. Marsha, in Afghanistan, it is dark, clear, and 59 degrees in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area. Beautiful Southern California. It is foggy. 54 degrees. The wind chill sits at 54. Looking for a high of 72 today. And looking for a high of 69 tomorrow. 69 on Wednesday. So, Montana man just fired up a picture of snow. It's snowing up in, that's Montana. Sometimes he's in Idaho. So we were having a discussion last night about how to get ready for Thanksgiving. Now, years ago, I was on the radio in North Dakota. North Dakota is no stranger to fat men, okay? The fat man rules North Dakota. So anyway, I got on the radio and I'm like, so how does everybody get ready for Thanksgiving? Do you fast a few days? So So, and they called up and they were howling, Mac, you do not understand how it works. I said, what do you mean? They're like, that's not how you do it. He said, you go the exact opposite way. I said, what do you mean? You got to stretch that stomach, man. You got to go hard the week before. You got to go hard the week before. You got to fill it up. You got to stretch it out, right? It's like any other muscle. I said, your stomach? He said, yes. You got to pack that thing. You got to expand it. Yeah, it starts a week, maybe two, in front of Thanksgiving, getting ready. No, Montana man said it was a couple day event. The North Dakota fat man, they were more committed to it than Montana man is. And a light dusting of snow. So there's nothing on the road, so that means that stuff evaporated. But there's stuff in the brush that is not even covering all the brush. So a light dusting of snow up in Big Potato, Montana. All right, we're going to take a break. The chef's going to come on. We're going to give you a few Thanksgiving cooking reminders, things you can do ahead, things like that. So don't touch that dial. We'll check a few news headlines. Yeah, the NATO force Macron. Macron's a, I almost called him a dick. He's a dumb dick, too. Yeah, I mean, come on. The EU force, they can't even do NATO. Please. And you know what? And he's not even ridiculed for it. Europe wants to stand up its own force. Go ahead, asshole. Stand it up. See what happens. Right? Joke. Absolute joke. All right, we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up on a Monday of this Thanksgiving week. Coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. But does she really want?
we continue on a Monday of this Thanksgiving week, joining me is the All Marine Radio head chef. Normally appears on Friday, except during Thanksgiving week, when he makes multiple appearances and helps guide people to a better Thanksgiving, in particular for the chef. So, Kim, good morning. How are you?
Top of the morning. Doing quite well, thank you.
Okay. Monday of Thanksgiving week, people getting ready, what should they be focused on today? The turkey thawing? What should they be focused on today?
Turkey should be just about thawed because we're going to brine it tomorrow. And then we prep it on Wednesday for Thursday roast.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. So let's just suppose that something happened, and I still want to brine the turkey, but it's not thawing at the expected rate. Is there anything I could do to expedite the thawing process? Can I soak it in water? Is there anything else I can do to expedite?
I would say you take the bird, say it's thawed except for in the cavity.
Okay.
It's pretty much thawed. You go ahead and brine it on first thing Tuesday morning. You brine it and don't put it in the water frozen. It's got to be partially thawed. If you're really behind, what you do is you put it in a pot and put the bird in a pot and sit that in the sink and run cold water in the pot and let it run over the side of the pot and circulate, and that'll help the thawing process.
Okay.
That'll quick enough. It's not my favorite way to do it, but if you're in a pinch, that's the only way you can do it.
Bottom line, though, is it can go into the brine, as you said, and I wasn't saying that the thing's frozen, that it's, let's just say it's 75% thawed, and as you're messing with it, you know it can continue to thaw while it brines, and there's nothing wrong with that, yay?
Right.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. All right, email question. Hey, Mac, as long as you have the chef, I listened to the show on Friday. What would be the candidates for early meal preparation? All right, so in terms of you talked about getting things ready and putting them in the fridge, and so the only thing you have to do is pull them out and heat them up. What would be the earliest candidates that wouldn't be compromised for sitting in that state for, you know, for a couple of days? Peas, I know that my mom used to make her yam dish early. She'd dump the yams in with what is that, Caro dark syrup and brown sugar butter. She put that in a Pyrex dish and put a covering on it, and that would be in the refrigerator. Give us a few dishes to include your potato instructions. What day would you do potatoes? So what would be a dish that, for instance, you could do today?
Well, you can peel your potatoes today even.
Okay.
If you want, I would peel my potatoes on Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right.
Today I would prepare the green bean dish.
Okay.
Your green bean casserole or any kind of casseroles you're going to do.
Okay.
Besides the stuffing.
Okay.
If you're going to do the stuffing in a dish, you can do that Wednesday.
Right.
The stuffing should be done on Tuesday, so it sits overnight in the refrigerator, and all the flavors incorporate.
Okay, so really, so in terms of side dishes today, putting the green bean dishes together, and if you're going to do yams, those will sit well too. But those would be the ones that you could do multiple days out, and just have them ready to go.
And you can also If you must, you can peel your potatoes today and put them in cold water. Stick those in the fridge too.
Can they sit? Can they sit for multiple days in cold water?
No, you have to drain the water every day and replace it with fresh water.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you can do that 2 days out.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So, I wouldn't do it today, but if you're in a pinch, you can do it just as long as you drain the water every day and get fresh water in there.
Okay. But, I think, though, the way that, if you do a little bit every day, it certainly takes a lot of the pressure off you day of. You're really doing more coordinating than actual preparing and cooking. The focus of that day is the turkey. And the gravy, but so doing the potatoes closer to, not an issue because you're doing all the other things that you can, and they're done, so you have more time.
Yeah. One other thing that we did Saturday is that we made our cranberry relish.
Oh.
And put it in a container. You have our recipe for cranberry relish. We were out for lunch and we had this, the recipe you got, has pears.
Right.
You can use, we didn't have pears, so we used apples. And then, I had a fig, a reconstituted fig.
Yeah.
And figs and cranberry in the relish would be spectacular. And I'm going to try that for Christmas.
Figs?
My Christmas. Relish.
Are you kidding me?
F-I-G-S. Figs.
Disgusting.
No, not if they're cooked with the cranberries and they soften up.
I don't know.
I'm going to try it. I will let you know before Christmas. I will do a test run.
I just threw up in my mouth when you said figs. Are you in Thanksgiving in the same word? Okay, so let me just tell people. If you go to the blog, right, you scroll down the blog a little bit, you'll see a picture of Kim in his lab coat, in his chef coat, behind his bar at his place, Sanders 1907. So if you and then you'll see for all of Kim and Beth Holmes's recipes that we have discussed on All Marine Radio, click here. So then you click on the word here, okay? It's in bold, so hopefully you'll figure that out. Okay, and then if you look, you can put, I think, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If you do a search on the word Thanksgiving, nothing comes up. Oh, did you mean Thanksgiving? Yeah, that's what I meant. So, these are all the different recipes that are there. Scallop corn and oysters, right? Mashed potatoes. Kim's gravy instructions are on there, right? Turkey and stuffing instructions are on there. Thanksgiving side dishes, whipped yams, spicy pears, cranberry pear relish, right? There's a picture of the recipe there. Thanksgiving side dishes, scallop corn is in there. So there's a whole...
That's a great side dish, folks. A great one.
So, and you can prepare that today. So on that drive is a virtual cornucopia, okay, of Thanksgiving things that you can prepare. And you can do that stuff. You can do some of it today and to have a great Thanksgiving. So that's how you find it, okay? At the top of the page, just type in Thanksgiving. Spell it right, unlike me. And then all those things will pop up. Some of them are podcasts. And then there's whipped yam, stuffing, whipped yams, and spicy pears. That's the recipes are there in an image. And then the relish that Kim's talking about, the cranberry pear relish, is there as well as a recipe, as is scallop corn. So there's a whole bunch of stuff there. Feel free to avail yourself of it because we care. So, anyway, all right.
And I want to say one thing, Mac.
Sure.
If you have your traditional recipes and you want to try a couple of new ones, something like the scalloped corn. There are recipes there that are outstanding and a little different that your guests might love and that you might love preparing something new.
Right. And that's what we said. We're devoted to the traditional meal because nobody wants to walk through the door and see you with a bandana on in a samurai outfit saying, "It's all new this year, bitches!" What the hell happened, man? Nobody wants to see that, okay? You could do that some other weekend, okay? But, everybody likes to experiment, especially with the plethora of food and food ideas out there. So it's adding to the meal, not detracting from. So there you have it. All right.
Now, you received today my grandmother's stuffing recipe,
ooh,
which I think is one of the all-time greats.
Really?
It's a real stand-up, straight, no meat in it, nothing. If you want to get exotic and put sausage or bacon or whatever you want in there, fine, knock yourself out. But this is just celery, onions, and shredded carrots, butter. I bought 3 baguettes from Panera. I had them slice the baguettes,
So
they started drying out right away. And we got them home Saturday. We tore them up, sat them in a bowl, made the stuffing yesterday. And set it overnight in the fridge. So that's what you want to do with your stuffing. But that's a great stuffing. Everybody has their own favorite. That happens to be mine. But you'll have it in your repertoire because Mac has the recipe in his control now.
I will get that. I will get that onto the site. All right, sir. You have a good day today. Thank you for doing this. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll update everybody.
Same time, same channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thank you. And everyone, go out and get your food now because the shelves are going to be bare come tomorrow night and Wednesday. So go for it.
That's a fact. All right, bud. Thank you.
Thank you, Mac. Take care. Have a good one.
There you have it. The one and only All Marine Radio Head Chef. We'll be back in 120 seconds. We'll check news headlines next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so.
Peyton Davis, hopefully you heard from her this week. Yeah, so we're going to start doing What Are You Thankful For? And tribal members.
I want to drive
fast. Time to check the news headlines. Side dishes, get them done. Yeah, you know, Thanksgiving doesn't all have to be mass-produced on one day. That's one of the things that the chef taught me. weather report from Vacaville, California. Cold as shit in Vacaville. That's not exactly the kind of weather report I'm looking for, okay? Current temperature in Vacaville, California is 43 degrees. That's cold. That's cold in California. Looking for a high of 69 today, 68 on Tuesday. It's going to get colder yet. Wednesday, it's going to rain and 57. That won't be good. Let me just tell you, California is going to be, the governor of the state, is going to be, come under increasing, criticism and pressure. As well he should, I might add. As well he should. The environmentalists have run the state, and part of what contributed, I've lived in this state not my whole life, but I was born and raised in this state. There's been fires forever in California. By the time they get done with the death toll in this, there's 1,000 people missing. So we'll see what percentage of those are never located. Okay? So the governor of the state of California, the outgoing governor, Jerry Brown, he's going to wear that. And there is no excuse why in the year 2018 this happened. You have plenty of people that have been warning about this. You've had you've had other fires here over the course of the last 5 years that have said, hey, this is what's going to happen to you. If you do not have large fire breaks around community, if you do not do something about the amount of fuel that's out there and insulate communities, especially remote ones, this is the risk that you run. And he vetoed a bill in 2016, so stand by. But the air quality in Northern California was the worst in the world because of those fires. Which, I mean, imagine that. I mean, imagine smoke that much that in Sacramento, which was a ways from it, had worse air quality than Beijing, which sucks. Mac, would you give my city's temperature? Yeah, if you send a text to All Marine Radio, right, with your city and your temperature on it, I will read it. Okay, so wherever the hell you are, if you send it, I will read it. So if you want to be included in the program, feel free. Feel free. So there you have it. A few interesting stories before you're going to hear. And you'll, at the top of the hour, you'll hear General Dunford, and you'll hear him speak in kind of one of those one-on-one interviews that lasts for about an hour. So you'll hear that. So, and again, pay attention when he starts talking about Google. Pretty interesting. Every time I say Google, my phone, like, lights up. Yeah, you guys are shitbags. How can we help? You can work with the United States Department of Defense. Why don't you move your headquarters to Beijing? Oh, shit, we'd never do that. Are you kidding me? That's straight up crazy. Oh, but we'll get in bed with them. Assholes. Okay. Interesting story. With Reapers in the Sky, Helmand becomes a testing ground for the Corps' future fight. A small group of Marines with Task Force Southwest now have MQ-9 Reaper support organic to the unit. Well, that's an interesting idea. Organic Reapers. We've been talking about that for, 2 years here? The Corps already controls an array of small tactical drones like the RQ-21 Blackjack, but it lacks the institutional knowledge to operate larger drones such as the MQ-9 Reaper. But a small group of Marines with Task Force Southwest operating out of Helmand Province in Afghanistan now have MQ-9 Reaper support organic to the unit, according to Captain Jack Roberts, a spokesman for Task Force Southwest. While the MQ-9 currently is being piloted by contractors, the Corps says the goal is for Marines to eventually pilot the Reaper drones. It's a mission the Corps is not accustomed to, as piloting large Group 5 drones like the Reaper generally falls under the purview of the Air Force. But it serves as a testing case for the Corps' ability to manage its future mega MUX drone, still in the early stages of development. Being able to deploy and master techniques in areas like Helmand Province ensures the Marine Corps will maintain its role as a crisis response force, always ready to respond to the most advanced enemy forces regardless of location, Robert said. Boilerplate, boilerplate. As the threat of near-peer and peer-level enemies continues to grow, our efforts here will ensure we stay ahead of enemies. Here's the issue, though. Okay? We burnt up our fixed-wing aviation when we didn't have to. I would tell you this. If we would have had more Harvest Hawks, right, went up for 8 hours. It's an AC-130 with Hellfire hanging on the wings and with... a pod strapped to the back of the cargo ramp, and they're shoving gravity bombs out of the back. Yeah, ghetto-ass stuff, right? Stayed up for 8 hours. Man, that thing was awesome. The Reaper stays up forever. We burnt up so much of our F-18, you know, resource there. It was stupid, right? It was stupid. You could rent these MQ-9 Reapers. All right. Well, the Corps doesn't have a program of record for Reaper. In June, the Defense Department announced a nearly $40 million award to General Atomics Aeronautics System, I think it's San Diego, to provide unmanned aerial intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, ISR as it's known, support using an unarmed contractor-owned MQ-9 for Task Force Southwest. The Corps contractor flown Reaper has been supporting Task Force Southwest since at least the last iteration, according to Roberts. Small group of Marine advisors is currently on third rotation, having just taken the helm of the Helmand battlefield at the end of October. They did a rip. Okay. So anyway, what we need to do is we need to get that shit armed. Okay, because then it becomes truly. The Marine Corps is also testing the controlling of 15 loitering munition drones from a single user, and so far the Marines have successfully operated 6 at a single time. Yeah, the munitions, the ability to be able to shoot, but the station time of the Reaper and those kind of drones, just indispensable in terms of supporting, finding out. So here's my question. You're reading these stories about these Afghan police outposts that get overrun. How does that happen? We're in contact. Boom. You know, get somebody's ass over there. Right? Unbelievable. I don't get it. All right, a few other headlines. Saving America's military edge will take money and new ideas, according to General Joe Dunford. Trump slams SEAL commander who orchestrated the bin Laden raid, calls him a Hillary Clinton fan. You know, and then I saw different headlines, people indignant that the president got up his ass, right? When you want to hop into the world of politics, you get what you get. So, you know, I mean, here's a shocker. You know, he takes a shot at the president. And then what? President of the United States? Not going to take a swipe back at him? That's probably not going to. I'm not too much on predicting the future. That's probably not the way that's going to work out. You want to be a politician? You want to get into that world? Then, hey, stand by. Another headline, why migrants won't see armed U.S. troops on the border. If you watch the Secretary of Defense, right, the only troops that are armed are MPs that are in support of the support troops there, and they provide local security when they're laying wire and things like that, right, and doing construction. So they won't see American troops at the border because they are not there manning those posts. They go, they lay the wire, and they go back home and they sleep at night. U.S. coalition forces denies airstrike that kills dozens in Syria. So if we didn't do it, guess who did that? And then a story that we followed, I don't know, a while ago. Marine colonel busted in prostitution ring. Sting loses rank and retires. A Marine colonel arrested in a prostitution sting in 2017 in Tampa, Florida, was busted down a rank to lieutenant colonel and retired, according to Marine Corps officials. Colonel Kevin Scott's final day in the Marine Corps was July 31st. His date of rank to lieutenant colonel is dated for the following day. Marine officials say Scott was never court-martialed over the incident. Then how was he reduced? He was charged with the misdemeanor of soliciting a prostitute in Tampa. He was on temporary assignment to U.S. Central Command. The Tampa Bay Times reported that nearly 300 people were arrested in the sting dubbed Operation No Tricks, No Treats. Anyway, he said he retired. He said he was retired and was no longer in the Marine Corps. That's not true, the Tampa Bay Times judge was quoted as saying. He had to call the government and say, hey, would you like to come get your leased car because your colonel is on the way to the county jail. He entered the Marine Corps in 1984, and his military occupational specialty is 8040, which is a logistician. How does he get reduced? Is that at a board of inquiry? I'm curious to know that. All right, real quick, before you hear the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff talking about Google, even though he doesn't say it. No, he talks about a lot of things, and you'll find it interesting. NATO official warns EU that a force would be... Come on, that's a joke. Go ahead. Here's the deal. I dare you to duplicate it. Germany, I mean, they're running around with brooms and going butter jam in live fire exercises. Right, but with a very, very thick German accent. Buddha jam. Right? Number two, services deliver budgets proposed on Monday. What will they cut? President Trump asked for a 5% cut. It'll be interesting. You'll hear General Dunford talk about that. Okay. Number three story. Here's what the Pentagon first ever audit found. Okay. The Pentagon's first ever audit discovered major flaws in how it handles IT processes and challenges with its internal tracking databases, but did not discover any major cases of fraud or abuse. So there's good and bad in there, right? But I think that when you listen to at least the first people speaking about the audit itself, they were relatively relieved. We knew we'd fail. The question was what we would find. We found that we're still carrying things on the rolls in terms of our property that we don't own anymore. So we have to purge that. We also found that we have major issues relative to IT processes that we need to sort out sooner rather than later. On the Richter scale, that's nothing. That's nothing when you talk about a DOD audit. First ever, I might add. Number four, defense team. Navy brass made it impossible for former Fitzgerald skipper to get a fair trial. You know, we have followed this story. We have followed this story for a long time. Now, remember, the Fitzgerald, this is the one. He's in the rack that night. He's got a JG on the deck and another lieutenant down in CIC. and neither one of them speaks to each other as they navigate a shipping lane. Can't fathom that. Attorneys for the former commanding officer of the destroyer Fitzgerald. So anyway, they collide with the ACX Crystal. He's hanging on the exterior of the ship. He's that guy. Okay. Attorneys for former commanding officer of the destroyer Fitzgerald want a military judge to toss out the case against Commander Bryce Benson because public comments from the Navy's brass scuttled any chance for a fair trial. In a 28-page filing punctuated by broadsides against the Navy's top leaders, Benson's defense attorneys take aim at both CNO John Richardson and Vice Admiral of Naval Operations Admiral Bill Moran for statements that blame Benson for the June 17th disaster that killed seven sailors. Quote, CNO and DCNO, Vice CNO, in coordination with other senior Navy leaders, have so frequently blamed Commander Benson for his ship's collision that no panel could fairly sit at his court-martial, Lieutenant Commander Justin Henderson wrote in a motion filed on Wednesday, when the hulking Philippine flag container ship, ACX Crystal, speared into the Fitzgerald off the coast of Japan, it smashed through Benson's sleeping quarters. Shipmates found him hanging on the side of the destroyer. Now assigned to the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., Benson is being treated at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for traumatic brain injury and PTSD. I hope you listen to Auburn Radio. We can help you there, Commander Benson. In the aftermath of the Fitz's collision, Navy leaders should have kept clean hands regarding public utterances to ensure Benson received a fair trial. The document goes on to say CNO's hands were anything but sanitary. So we'll see what happens to that. Article's pretty lengthy, detailing the comments made by senior naval officers. While Benson says, hey, the standing orders were what they were, the officers of the watch did not do their job, right? So, interesting. And number five, Trump expresses regret for not visiting Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day. That might be the reason that he's pissed at Kelly. That might have been Kelly's idea to take him to France for that. And then he walks into this ambush by Macron, right, when he could have stayed in the United States and blah, blah, blah. But I think it was a fitting place for the President of the United States, right? The 100th commemoration of the armistice that ended World War One, the nation's first major foray in, how about that, foray? Yeah, on a Monday. Foray into global combat. A couple other stories that I want to talk about before. I'll just read you the headlines. China has built a great wall of SAMs in the Pacific, according to U.S. Admiral Davidson. U.S.-led coalition denies airstrike killed dozens. Taliban hold talks with U.S. envoy in Qatar, that place. Okay. Number 23, ranked army. Ranked for the first time since 1996. So, that's a look at news headlines today. We'll take a quick break. You're going to hear the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff coming up next. So, whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Readboard page at allmarineradio.com.